Welcome to You Might Be Our Kind of Chap. Sorry, I had the feedback on there. Starting a bit later than I would have hoped, but there's your routine Senpo march from Joe Hisaishi. February the 23rd, wonderful day. I'm going to start off with a House Martin song. I played them last week. Instrumental tune called The Reverend's Revenge, which was off of London 4, Hold Zero. This is another song. Pardon me one moment. The People Who Grin Themselves to Death, off of album of the same name, title track. But you know, some history. February the 23rd today, learned this on Wikipedia, was when the famous picture of the flag being raised at Iwo Jima was taken by Joe Rosenthal. Also in that time period, Manila was liberated when MacArthur, you know, did good on his promise and returned to the Philippines. And National Soviet, Post-Soviet Bloc Holiday, Defender of the Fatherland Day, founded back during the Civil War when they were fighting Germans, I think, right after the revolution succeeded. Also, Leopold III of Belgium became king, married Astrid of Sweden. But, anywho, people gun themselves to death, and a few things afterwards, which I'll explain shortly.
obituary. Oh yeah, cockroach nets, little traps. How many devils can you fit up on a matchet? Killing us and he killed the Kerouac cat. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. In Miami, round the corner, there's a wide old man with shoulders and a spirit giving it for crack. He'll never want it back. There's a little kid and his family eating breakfast like Thanksgiving at a back of wild desperados run for a baby. The world is scratching at my door. Obituary. Oh yeah, cradle for a cat. Wolf looks back. How many angels can you fit up on a match? I wanna know why Hemingway cracked. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Life is the crummiest book I ever read. There isn't a hook, just a lot of cheap shots. Pictures to shot, and characters an amateur would never dream of.
Feedback issue. Anywho, so House Martin started off. That was actually Fatboy Slim. Norman Cook was the drummer for that band before he went on to do his, you know, solo electronica awesome thing. And so Paul Heenan was the lead man, songwriter. Still active to today, founded the Beautiful South afterward. Because that was the people who grinned themselves to death. Highly political song. You know, they all thought the Queen was charming, even while their kids were starving. Can't pronounce things this evening. All about, you know, they were big into leftist politics. Paul Heenan is a self-proclaimed Christian socialist. And a lot of his things are, you know, about helping your fellow man. Everyone should be equal. Famously in the band, refused to take a higher cut than anyone else and distributed the earnings evenly. So that's pretty cool, I guess. Afterwards, Stranger Than Fiction, Bad Religion song, a punk band that I was very, very long career. Really into them back in high school. So if anyone from high school is listening, perchance, Jeremy or anyone, that was, song was for you. But wonderful question in that, I want to know why Hemingway cracked. So, like that a lot. Afterwards, Talk Talk, It's So Serious. Another fantastic, very early synth new wave band, kind of incredibly influential, founded that sound. So, Talk Talk. And Mark Hollis is the singer and head songwriter, and he has a wonderfully distinct voice. And, you know, Talk Talk, name of the band and song, famously covered by people like... I'm forgetting Gwen Stefani's band back in the day. Anywho, I'll go on. I don't know why I'm forgetting. Excuse me. No Doubt. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, No Doubt covered that. A lot of people have. So next song, Undertones, North Irish punk pop thing from Derry. Had a career in 80s and 90s. The song's for Dad's listening. He's introduced me to them. And after that, I don't know what's going to come after that. But we'll see. So, I Know a Girl by The Undertones.
Girl, I think that she knows how I feel.
I Know a Girl, The Undertones, Afterwards, and Another Life, XTC track, band I will play often, hopefully an entire record of one day. But I believe that was Colin Moulding singing, the secondary, the bassist, and other songwriter, Andy Partridge, was the main singer, songwriter, guitarist. So that's a lovely song off of Apple Venus Volume 2. Afterwards, Summertime, you know, one of the most largest jazz standards, done by Charlie Parker on the CD where he has a string orchestra with him. Charlie Parker with strings, the master takes. Anywho, so that was actually given to me by a friend. So if Bob listening, I owe him credit for that. So I think I'm going to follow up with another, I played Dukes of the Stratosphere last week, their song The Vanishing Girl. I think I'm going to follow up with another song of theirs I love, a little psychedelic, new wavy tune called Brainiac's Daughter, and maybe some Crowded House, or actually Angelo Badalamenti, Twin Peaks soundtrack. We'll follow that. And time's going by way too fast. Wish I had too much music to play. Simply too much. So, quite muttery. Anywho, Brainiac's Daughter. Need to enunciate more, so I'll say Brainiac's Daughter. Followed by Something to Be Determined in the Future.
I took the strangely glowing ticket from the giant crane fly and turned to get onto the train. Hurry, he hissed, and then before my very eyes, changed into a splendid cream bun.
last night. Last night was an A1 tip-top clubbing jam fur. It was a sandwich of fun on ecstasy bread, wrapped up in a big bag like disco fudge. Doesn't get much better than that. I just wish sometimes I could control these fucking mood swings.
Brainiac's Daughter, delightful little tune, part of a album plot of sorts, kind of this psychedelic Alice in Wonderland type thing. So that was followed by a sound clip from Spaced, wonderful show, and then Green Eyed Devil, one of my favorite Melt Banana songs. They are a Japanese noise rock band who have actually been around since the early 90s, been touring and recording and playing constantly since then, basically. And so they are pretty unique and wonderful. Off of Bambi's Dilemma 2007. Very good album. If anyone's into that kind of thing, I would highly suggest it. So I think I'm going to play Bernstein. I was recently introduced to his second symphony, Age of Anxiety. And the fifth movement in that is called Mask. And the entire thing has this wonderful assortment of sounds and tone colors and so much different beautiful things going on, you know, very inventive composing. And so Mask kind of has some, in a very Gershwin-esque manner, jazz-influenced classical thing of sorts. I'll play that and see what comes afterwards. Thank you. Based off of a W.H. Auden poem of the same title, lengthy one, published in a small book. I don't know anything more about it. But so that's beautiful, wonderful, quirky Bernstein piece. I think I'm going to now play Falling, which was so Angelo Badalamenti composed the music for Twin Peaks, David Lynch's and Mark Frost's. Very wonderful, famous TV show from the early 90s, you know, huge inspiration on everything from X-Files and Northern Exposure and whatnot. So, you know, David Lynch at his best, wonderful thing. And so there's music from it, Falling, sung by Julie Cruz. And yeah, nothing more needs to be said. Beautiful music at its best.
Thank you.
running out of time more rapidly than I hoped, but Falling, beautiful song. I think I'm going to go for a wonderful cliche next and play probably the greatest Elton John song, greatest version of an Elton John song ever done. I might only have time for one after that, but this first. So enjoy the musical styling. You'll know who it is. I'll just put it on.
Pack my bags. Last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. There's a kite by then. The earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid. In fact, it's cold as hell. And there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all this science, I don't understand. It's just a job. 5 days a week. It's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me around again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man burning out his fuse out here. Hello. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long time.
I just noticed, well, so I'm a rocket man. William Shatner. Lovely. Maybe I have time for two more songs. A track I found last semester on the internet, probably one of my favorite covers of all time. So Pure Imagination, written for Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I forget the composer. But wonderful movie, wonderful song, simply magical. And so Lou Rawls, who was an American soul singer, did an awesome cover of it. Absolutely fantastic. So I'll play that, and then the ending track to Old Boy, wonderful South Korean movie, as appropriately as the last song, since it played over the credits of Old Boy, the last waltz, or closing time. I don't know. Closing time might be fun. So Lou Rawls, Pure Imagination. I do enjoy.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Now count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want a view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly want to be.
Pure Imagination, pretty fantastic, wonderful, wonderful voice, wonderful song. So I'll bid you all a good night, the one or two people who might be listening. If there are more, thank you, with the last waltz. So yeah, string quartet waltz, 3-4, Hope you all have a wonderful evening and weekend, and that your life fills you with joy and whatnot. Edo.
사랑해요, 아저씨.